Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right. Welcome to episode 166. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. It's a brand new episode. It's a brand new year. And I just think that's amazing. Frankly, I think it's the most amazing opportunity we all have right now to move forward with hope, with enthusiasm, just knowing that, you know, amidst all of the randomness, the BS of life, that we get to control one thing. We get to truly own one thing that guides us, that can make our lives amazing. And that one thing, of course, is our mindset. Shocker, right? Might have seen that coming. Our mindset, the way we react to life, the things we expect in life, the filter we put on our lives. It's our mindset. And I've got a really powerful one here that I want to talk about today. And you might think that with a title like Thirst Trap that I'm bringing in the new year as a huge tool, but I want you to hear me out with this mindset, similar to the one I did the other day on why I think you should brag more often. I really think there's something here with this idea of being a thirst trap, and I'll explain what that means in a minute, but I think this is a really powerful way to create momentum for yourself as you head into a big year. You know, you have 360 some days ahead of you, and I think we all have this amazing blank slate, this amazing ability to create our own momentum and what we do. And I think this mindset will prove that to you. So I'll hop into it in just a second here. But before I do, two quick items. First, I've said this a couple times, but I'm so close to 2,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. It's a silly little goal of mine. I'm actually there internationally, but in the US, I'm like 20 short. So if you're listening to the podcast right now on Apple Podcasts and you could do me a quick favor, I'd be super grateful for that. Just scroll down on the podcast main page, click five stars, write a 1 to 2 sentence review. It takes, you know, 45 seconds, and that's it. It would mean a lot to me, ringing in 2020 with 2,000 amazing reviews from 2,000 amazing people. So thank you so much. And second, real quick, be sure to check out newmindsethoodis.com. I'm going to be releasing the New Mindset Journal. Yes, the journal, a printed physical journal, in only a couple of days. And I want to make sure you get yours if you're interested. So you can go to newmindsethoodis.com and enter your email there. That way, as soon as it's live, I'll email you and you can scoop up a copy. And if you check it out and you're like, oh, wow, you know, Case, this is awesome. I really, really want this. Then just follow the instructions there and you could put $1 down. One measly dollar, and that will give you a pretty sick discount, and it'll guarantee that you get a copy before everyone else. So thank you so much for supporting me with this journal. I've been working on this for like 10 months almost at this point. It's insane, and I can't wait to show it to you. So thank you so much for supporting me there and for supporting the podcast. But for now, I want to talk about being a thirst trap. Being a thirst trap. And before you start running wild with, you know, thinking that I've lost my mind with telling you to be a thirst trap, I'll tell you a quick story right now. A story that kind of planted this idea in my mind. And then I'll talk about how to bring this mindset to life so that you can create momentum in yours. So I still think this story is pretty funny, but I was at the gym the other day here in Chicago. It's a gym in like downtown Chicago in the Loop. And I was there lifting, and shocker, actually, I was doing legs and all the like leg equipment, the leg area, it faces one of the classrooms at the gym. Like, you know, just like a big class with windows where people, you know, do classes. And it's right in front of the equipment and you kind of just face it. There's really nowhere else to look. So I was doing leg press there, and I was just sitting there between sets, and I was looking as one of the sales guys for the gym was giving this other guy, a potential new member, a tour of the gym. Like, he was walking him around, describing all the equipment, and they stop outside the class, and the guy is like, yep, we have classes, yada, yada, sign up, yada, yada. And at the time, there was a class going on. It was all women, and there was a dance instructor, and it was like, a pretty typical dance class, I guess, like a aerobic dance kind of deal, loud music, just dancing. And I remember this so vividly because as I was watching this happen, the class was playing the Thong Song by Cisco, and everyone was dancing and they were doing their thing. And it was a full class, so it was pretty loud, lots of action. And the guy that he was giving the tour to stopped and was like mesmerized by it. And they were real close to me, so I could hear what he said. And he was like, "Hey, like, can I go into the class? Can I join the class right now?" And the sales guy was like, "Yeah, sure, bro, hop right in." Like it was a joke. That would kind of be something that I would say. I would be like, "Oh, I'm gonna hop in this class real quick." But it was obvious that this guy wasn't joking, that he really wanted to go join the class. And he was like, "No, seriously, like, can I join for a bit?" And the other guy was like, "Yeah, sure, I guess. There's only 30 minutes left. If you want to meet me at the front when you're done, that's cool. So you just want to jump right in? You just want to jump right in the class?" And the other guy was like, "Yep." And I was sitting there watching this, and this whole interaction took, 20 seconds. And the dude went into the class. He joined the class. And this guy, he was off the street. He had sweatpants on, a sweatshirt. He had a big, bulky backpack. He was probably my age, like 30. He was definitely a bit overweight. But, he literally just walked in. He hopped in back, put his bag down to the side, and he just started dancing. Like, literally, he just started dancing to the Thong Song. And I was kind of just flabbergasted, honestly. He just walked in and owned that shit so hard. And I don't know how to describe it. It was like the class was like sexual dancing, sensual dancing. I don't even know what the right word, but like lots of hips, arms, lots of dropping it low. And this dude just jumped in and started crushing it. And it was so funny to me, but just like so visceral. I took out my phone and I even wrote a note down that I'm looking at right now. I wrote down mindset equals just jump right in. Just jump right in. And now that's kind of my mantra for 2020. No more planning, no more waiting, no more plotting, no more posting and, ambiguous quotes like big things coming, like no more of that. My mantra now is that I'm going to just jump right in. I'm not going to care what people think. And that's the most important part of this mindset, that I'm not going to care what other people might think. I'm not going to be self-conscious. I'm not going to be concerned if people think I'm too enthusiastic, if I'm trying too hard, if people think that I'm showing off, if people think that I'm begging for attention. I'm going to jump in and I'm going to do it for myself. And that's what this whole episode is about. And that's why I want to encourage you, as weird as it sounds, to be a thirst trap. Because I think a lot of the time in our lives, when we want to do something, when we want to jump in, we want to do that thing, but we don't, it's because we're scared, we're concerned of how we'll be seen, how we'll be interpreted. We're scared that people will think we're too loud, too overeager, too obsessed with ourselves, too thirsty, like whatever. But through seeing my guy there jump in, and like through my life, I've learned that the universe really, really rewards those who just own their shit, everything, their body, how they look, their personality, and they just throw it forward. They just throw it forward without overthinking it. And I think life really rewards people who do that. And I think it's time that we summon our inner thirst traps and we just do it. That we just jump right in and not care so much anymore. We don't care how people will think who we are, what we're about. They don't know. Who cares? And I mean this in so many instances. Like, I think we should way more of what we want without overthinking how it'll be interpreted. I think we should post more selfies if that's what we want to do and not be so concerned if people will think, you know, we're conceited or full of ourselves. I think we should absolutely sign up for something new and not think twice about how silly or inexperienced we'll look. I think we should broadcast what we're good at, what we're passionate about, and whatever it is. If it's working out, tell the world. If it's art, music, writing, we should shout it from a mountain. I think, you know, you should ask to be upgraded to first class on your flight and not think twice about whether people will think, you know, you're bougie or conceited or like greedy. You know, you should do all that. You should ask for a better table, skip the line, ask for more, ask for better, whatever. And don't worry about what other people will think about that. And that's it. Like, I think this year you should be a thirst trap. If that's what people think you are, then do it, own it, and be it. You know, be a person who is passionate about living and trying new things and soaking everything up. Be a person who isn't worried about drawing attention to themselves, who isn't worried about what people will think, who's just living passionately for yourself, who isn't, you know, overtly flexing or being a douchebag, but is simply, you know, be someone who simply wants to try more, who simply wants to jump right in. And that's what this mindset is all about. And I really stand by it. This just jump right in. Jump right in. Jump right in. Don't worry about how silly or passionate you might seem. Because again, I've learned that life really rewards people who are willing to do that, to just jump in. Life rewards those kind of people so much more than those who are like, oh, okay. You know, first I'm going to map this out. I'm going to vision board this. I got a 10-step plan. I'm going to do this, that, and then I'll be ready. You know, then I'll be good. It's like, no, just jump right in. Give it a shot. No more waiting. No more big things coming. Like, do you know how many times I see people post that kind of thing? Like, even right now in the new year, people are like, big year. You just wait. Big things coming. And then I wait. And I wait and I wait and I'm like, hey, you know, where's that big thing? And no hate, but usually it never comes because people overthink things. But not with the just jump right in mindset, not with the be a thirst trap mindset, because it takes the overthinking out of the equation. You know, it just says jump right in, embarrass yourself, be awkward, fail, get some weird looks. Who cares? You know, let people laugh at you. Let people gossip about how thirsty you look, about how whatever they think you are. Like, honestly, who cares? In my life, I've really done my best to embrace this, and it's done so many good things for me, just jumping in. I mean, for one, like this podcast you're listening to, I've been doing it for a while at this point, but when I first started, like I had the idea for this podcast on like a Tuesday, call it, and by like the following weekend, I had done 3 episodes and boom, I was off. You know, just no more overthinking. And that mindset has carried through in my life to so many other areas. You know, in those moments where I wanted to do something, but I felt those familiar feelings of being self-conscious and wondering about what if creep up, like, oh, you know, I'll look silly if I start DJing for the show, or you know, people will think I'm just another stupid dude who thinks he's a DJ, or you know, I shouldn't post another picture of me. People will think I'm full of myself, or I shouldn't promote myself or my podcast or my writing again, like blah, 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 blah. Like those feelings, those moments, now I'm like, no, you know, like F it. I'm just going to jump right in. Screw it. I'm just going to jump right in. If people think that about me, then so be it. If people think I'm thirsty, then, you know, I guess I'm thirsty, you know, who cares? Who cares? And it's really done great things for me. I've jumped right in so many respects. And, you know, it's not about big things necessarily. It's not about jumping off cliffs or booking one-way tickets, like impulsive, just jump right in type things. Like, I think that's cool, certainly. And I think there's great opportunity in doing those kinds of things. But it's simpler than that. This is like a daily mindset to just jump in, to put your overthinking to rest and live a mantra of just jump right in and screw it. Who cares what people think? Like a silly example back when I was like on dating apps and big into that a while back. You know, I hated the silly little back and forth chit chat when you mash with someone. And my thinking was, you know, just jump in and see what happens. So I'd always just go straight for the number, getting a number, and then straight to meeting up. Like, I never, what's the point in going back and forth for a week? Maybe I would seem overeager or creepy, I don't know, but like, I didn't care. That was just my jump in mentality there. Or another one, this is silly, but I remember when I first started getting into watches. I've mentioned this before, I really like watches. And when I was first getting into it, you know, I was kind of like self-conscious about the whole process. Like, walking into a Rolex store was really kind of intimidating for me. Like, you know, what should I do? How should I act? What will people think about me? I'm a novice. Like, you know, what do I do with my hands? Silly stuff. But at one point I was like, screw it. I'm just going to jump right in. I'm going to walk in like I own the place. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to do my thing. And, you know, I realized that through that, like, there's nothing holding me back from owning what I want, from just jumping right in. So I've done that when it relates to watches. Or like the journal, for example, the journal that I'm releasing. After working on it for a while and building it and developing it, you know, I was like, all right, okay, it's time to market. It's time to sell it. And old overthinking case was like, well, you know, maybe I'll just create 100 copies. I don't want people to think I'm trying to do too much. I don't want to overpromise, that kind of thing. 100 copies, and then be like, hey, does anyone want to buy a copy maybe? But new, just jump right in case is like, hell no. You know, I'm going to jump in and I'm going to go big. I want to go big. I don't care what people will think. So now I'm going like, no, 1,000 copies. No, 10,000 copies. And I'm going to ask for what I want to make this happen. And I won't bore you with the whole process, the entrepreneurial process, but it's been a whole thing. Lots of just jumping in to industries and companies and people that I know nothing about. And I probably seemed clueless or overeager, but I've been doing it. I've just been jumping right in. And I can think of so many other examples in my life from where I've just been jumping in, from where I stopped caring how I might appear, what people might think of me, the conclusions people might jump to. But I've just been doing it, you know, because I want to, because I know it gives me momentum. It gives me momentum. And that's all I really want to say with this episode. And I think now that even with the title, like Be a Thirst Trap, and with more context you have now, I think you probably know what I'm talking about here. And I'd love for you to think of that thing or think of those things that you've always wanted to do that you keep overthinking, that you're too self-conscious to try because you're nervous about how you'll appear, what people will think, and instead just jump right in. Be like my guy, that legend who just jumped in on the thong song and danced like no one was watching, because truly no one cares. And even if they are watching and they do care, why do you care? Because when you jump in, you're literally lapping everyone who's still sitting on the couch, overthinking the what ifs, sitting on the couch, doing nothing, just judging other people. You're literally lapping them. And you don't want to be that person. You don't. Be the person who has fire in their eyes and just an eagerness to try and not care what other people might theoretically, maybe, what if, possibly think. Because I'm very confident that as awkward as it might seem, as clueless as you might think you are, a just jump in attitude, a fearlessness to maybe come off as a thirst trap, if that's what people think, that attitude, that mentality will take you places. Certainly, it'll take you so many more places, and it'll teach you so much more than continuing to sit and overthink and overanalyze the what ifs, especially the what ifs about how people might interpret you, about what people might think you are, who you are. Who cares? So I just want to leave you with this mindset. The next time you find yourself considering whether or not to do something because you're overthinking how you'll look when you do it, when you post it, when you say it, just jump in. Just do it. In the moment, just do it. Just grip it and rip it. Just drop it low. Just be the first to step in, to raise your hand, to sign up, to just do it. You know, I'm very confident that only good, rewarding, positive things can come from that. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. Hope you found this valuable. Just something I was thinking about as we head into the new year. If you did, I'd love if you'd share this episode. I'd love it if you'd send it to your friend. Tell them that this is your mindset for 2020. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. You could also text me. My number is in the description. And certainly don't forget to check out newmindsetwhodis.com. The journal is coming so soon, and I can't wait to show you what I've been working on. I can't wait for you to see it. So that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.